Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
Shopping mall. I wouldn't care about the isolation. I'm unconcerned about the Walking Dead. It's the end of the world.
Yes, hi there, folks. It's Widget Walls here, and I'm here in the Techno Cave, and I sound probably a little phlegmy, perhaps a little snotty. I'm still getting over being sick. This is what Dragon Con has done to me. Ooh. So anyway, that's Widge's lame-ass excuse for why he's late. Anyway, so as I warned you, I did warn you, though, going into Dragon Con, that there might be some backup of podcasts. So we're trying to get everything back under control here. So we're going to play catch-up on the heads-up. We'll see how far we get on this podcast. If it runs along, I'll go ahead and say cut, and then we'll switch to catching up on last week's, and then we'll finally get to this week, and we'll go from there. Because I know you've been holding off on all your DVD purchases in desperation, waiting for me to tell you what's out there. No, really, I know, but don't fret, because here we are again with another episode of DVD Heads Up. He said, highly medicated and not sure who he is or what he's doing. So first up, let's start with a BBC home video, right? They've got the Old Grey Whistle Test. And for those of you who don't know what the Old Grey Whistle Test was, it was a show that was on the BBC, naturally, there in the UK, came on Tuesday nights for over a decade, from the start of the 70s, most of the way through the 80s. And basically, it was just live performances from multiple bands. And this Volume 3 has got just a shitload of people on here. Everybody from Humble Pie to Steeler's Wheel, B.B. King, Joe Jackson, Simple Minds, to the Bangles, for God's sake. So everybody and his brother Bob's on here. Not only do you have all of these live performances, so if you're into, you know, live music from the era, you've got to check this out, but also it comes with commentary from the presenters of the show, and also a number of artists such as Roger Daltrey and Rick Wakeman and stuff. Rick Wakeman, who I just saw on an episode of 8 out of 10 Cats. He's a funny fucking guy. They also give a retrospective, I guess, on their appearances on the show, so for lovers of live music, you should check this out. Old Grey Whistle Test, this is Volume 3, and I think there is a collection of all three volumes that is out or coming out. And I'm not sure if they're going beyond Volume 3, but this is Volume 3. It just came out on the 29th. Okay, so from BCI, this is a fascinating, bizarre thing, Galaxina. Yes, this has Scott written all over it. Check this out. The tagline: in the 31st century, man finally created a machine with feelings. Starring, you know, introducing a Playboy playmate as Galaxina. Obviously a Barbarella ripoff here. And yeah, this has got Scott written all over it. It's a 25th anniversary edition from BCI here. It comes with a commentary from the writer, director, and one of the stars. You've got an interview with the director. Two complete scripts, and some additional footage that made the international cut. And this is bizarre. I did not, looking at this is kind of weird, is that this is, although it says introducing Dorothy R. Stratton, who's a star, it also says on the back one of her last screen appearances, because she was brutally murdered by her estranged husband shortly before the film's release. This is from the back of the DVD, so, God, that's kind of freaky. And apparently Bob Fosse told the story in Star 80 is what it says. So that's kind of crazy. So, Scott, it's coming your way. This is Galaxina from BCI. A little bit of cheesecake, a little bit of sci-fi. Hey, what more could you want? Okay, so bunch of stuff from Buena Vista Disney. The first up is Brother Bear 2. And I know what you're thinking, but let's face it, kids love this stuff, even the direct-to-video sequels, right? And what are you going to do? I mean, I feel for you parents out there. When you go and you're, you know, they loved the first movie or whatever of the first movies, right? And what are you going to do? You're going to tell them no when they're looking at Toys R Us or wherever they are and they see Brother Bear 2? I mean, of course you're going to buy it for them. So I feel for you. anyway, apparently everybody's back for this one. I'm glad that, you know, Rick and Dave are making some money off of being Moose, you know, whatever. But it comes with some backstage Disney stuff, behind the music featurette, and some games and such that, you know, kids get off on. And hey, Melissa Etheridge has new songs on here. I know, that means nothing to me, just as much as it means nothing to your kids. Next up, something that I know, I think multiple people have been asking about, it's here, is the first volume of Darkwing Duck, which comes with 25 episodes plus the pilot, which I think is a two-parter. There's no extras beyond that, you know, but there's plenty of fans out there for Darkwing, Launchpad, and the rest. It comes across three discs, and it's out from Disney. So go grab it, especially if you want the second volume to show up, because obviously if this one doesn't sell, the second one won't. But of course this one's going to sell. It's freaking Darkwing Duck. Other animated shows, it's the first volume of Tailspin, another thing from your childhood's past that I know everybody will be going going ape, no pun intended. So anyway, Tailspin, it's got three discs, right? It comes with the pilot, which apparently lasted four episodes. You know, the whole Disney Afternoon, I think this is what this was, the Disney Afternoon, this was just past me. So I understand that that a lot of people enjoy this. So rock on with their bad selves. And really, honestly, I'm surprised they didn't do more of this, taking classic characters out of their normal environment and putting them into other shows. Or maybe they do it on the Disney Channel and I'm just so completely out of that sphere that I don't even know they're doing it. I don't know. Anyway, the total episode count on this, I believe, is 27 episodes. And like I said, that includes the pilot. So volume one of Tailspin and Darkwing Duck for you Disney Afternoon maniacs. Go and pick it up. Speaking of maniacs, The Tick versus Season 1, the perfect way to title this thing, is out. It has almost all of Season 1. It doesn't have Episode 11, which was written by Jackson Publick. I think it's a conspiracy, but apparently it's rights issues. I don't know. Anyway, and of course, for those of you who aren't sure where it falls, this does have the classic episode of the evil Midnight Bomber, What Bombs at Midnight, his first appearance, which I think is, I don't know, I think that's one of the high points of animation. I mean, you could have turned off animation after the Tick versus the Tick episode, and I think, you know, what could you have possibly, who could have been upset with you? Total episode count on here, I believe, is 12 episodes and across two discs, and it's the freaking Tick, so you're going to want to pick it up. It took them long enough to get it out, so, you know, we might as well reward them with some coin, right? And last but not least, get away from the family stuff to Touchstone Television, part of Disney still, Desperate Housewives Season 2, the extra juicy edition, with the five stars on the front, all with Eve's apple, I guess you would say. And as George Takei might say, oh my. So here it is. It's got all 24 episodes from the second season. It's got unaired storylines, which I'm not sure how you work that, honestly. Total storylines that were left off. And that's got to, it's got to kind of suck, you know, to be, well, my storyline will be on the DVD. That's got to smart. They'd kind of do a cradle to grave type thing on one of the episodes. They've got an interview with the series creator and his mom, which has got to be fascinating. And apparently another featurette that has, and I'll just read what it says here. Iconic TV housewives share their wit and wisdom with the women of Wisteria Lane. Now, apart from the W alliteration going on there, that's kind of scary and yet fascinating. Comes with deleted scenes, more stuff, it's six discs, and fans of the show are going to want to pick it up. I have not watched it myself, but it's got kind of slinky women in it, so that's really Scott's domain, isn't it? More retro fun is Volume 5 of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it's got a, what do they call it? Lenticular, thank you. Jesus Christ. It's got one of those covers on it. And it's making me dizzy just looking at it. I don't need this with my cold medication. Comes with 12 episodes, not much else, but it is the classic animation. I will say, and this is from Lionsgate, I believe. Isn't that right? Yes, it's from Lionsgate. And I just, you know, guys, just here's a brief bit of information. Full screen and 2.0 audio tracks are not special features. Okay, guys, please. So anyway, but fans of the show, and if you can tell from the contest, announcement. There's a bunch of fans of this out there. In fact, people who are bringing on to a second generation, they're going to want to snag this. Okay, the 29th was kind of Michael Douglas Day at Fox because you've got the new special editions of both Romancing the Stone and Jewel of the Nile that came out, along with The Sentinel. So with Romancing the Stone, you've got basically a retrospective featurette, a featurette with a writer. You've got the stars choosing their favorite scenes, and a retrospective with Michael Douglas, which is so important that it's got its own featurette, plus deleted scenes. Then Jewel of the Nile, which personally I never liked as much as the first one myself. And, you know, it makes me wonder, because one of the pages that I drafted for Corona, if I remember correctly, I think it was one of mine. I did so many that they all kind of blur together, was Romancing the Stone 3. I wonder whatever happened to that, honestly. You know that they've thought about it. I mean, every 6 months or so it probably comes up. Anyway, the first one, Romancing the Stone, does not come with a commentary, but the second one does, which is odd, but I mean, Romancing the Stone is Zemeckis, and Jewel of the Nile is Louis Teague, so it's commentary with director Louis Teague. And what's weird is I could have sworn that DeVito was a director of one of these, but I was young then. I didn't know what I was talking about. I still don't. There's another writing featurette and another featurette plus deleted scenes. So if you like the films, apparently they're selling them as a twofer, so you can grab them there. Now, as far as The Sentinel goes for the end of the Douglas trifecta here, basically it didn't do so well with critics, but and I think kind of vanished when it came to the box office, right? But basically you've got Douglas, you've got Kiefer Sutherland, you've got Eva Longoria, I hope I'm saying that right, from Desperate Housewives, right? So you've got a bunch of people that'll probably make this do well on DVD. Comes with commentary from the director and writer, comes with alternate endings and deleted scenes, also with a commentary from the writer, and comes with two featurettes. So if you like a little thriller with some good actors around it, kind of, you know, the whole traitor in the Secret Service type of thing, then it's probably worth a rental. I mean, you know, at least with actors like Douglas, you know, he can make bad movies. He can make bad movies at least watchable. So you're safe in that regard. And last but not least, from our friends at Fox, it's the final season of Arrested Development. And just like so many other things which we've talked about here recently, nobody could come out and support this show. It comes with the last 13 episodes across two discs. Three of the episodes come with commentary by the creator and some of the actors. It's got a bunch of deleted and extended scenes, a blooper reel, and a featurette on their last day. So who knows? It might come back if the DVDs sell well enough. They keep talking about it and kicking it around, so who knows if it's going to happen or not. So, but I, you know, who knows if you'd be able to get that cast back. Hey, maybe they could, you know, make a movie out of it and rename it, kind of like what they did with Serenity. And you wouldn't come out for that either, would you? You're all bastards. Anyway, so grab the DVD and check it out if you will. Paramount and Comedy Central have the 8th season of South Park, which, you know, I don't know what it is. A lot of people spend a great deal of time trying to figure out when shows like this that are all, you know, pretty much perennial, like this and Simpsons, when they jump the shark and have become no longer funny. I think they're both still funny. I mean, sue me. Granted, I don't sit down and watch them religiously, so I haven't, like, done any, you know, charts or anything to show, well, this was 20% less funny than the previous episode, which was 20% less funny than the previous episode, and back and back and back. But, I mean, everything that I've seen from both the shows is still funny. So, here on the 8th season of the show that started as paper cutouts, genius bastards, and, you know, the creator started doing, you know, backlot shows for Universal. Who knew? Anyway, these come with mini commentaries from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, which basically means that they'll talk about each episode until they get tired of talking, and then they'll stop. But they're entertaining regardless. So 8th season of South Park is here, and it's got all 14 episodes. Last but not least, Mexican film from Warner Brothers. It's actually produced by Alfonso Cuarón, the guy who did Y Tu Mamá También and Harry Potter 3, which I actually like the style of, but that's another story for another time. But these two kids are alone in their apartment on a Sunday afternoon, and they're about to start playing some video games, and power goes out, And so they get stuck over there with nothing to do, with their neighbor coming over to use the oven and a pizza delivery guy. And it's a comedy about coming of age, and pretty much not much happens, but as with coming of age stories, a lot happens internally. So that's out from Warner Brothers. No real features on the disc, but it's probably worth a rental. So anyway, that's it. That's it for August 29th. I will probably just go ahead and cut it off right here so that we won't overwhelm me with stuff. We'll get the cover art up, and we'll meet again tomorrow for some more of this. We'll catch up on the 5th, and then we'll catch up for this week, and then we'll be good to go. And then I will, you know, inhale some more drugs, and then we will feel great because I am tired, worn out. So anyway, thank you for checking out DVD Heads Up as we play catch up here. I appreciate everyone's patience while we try to get over this whole Dragon Con thing. You know, I'm so glad it was the last one. Anyway, so obviously any feedback, please send it to me via the site. If you're on the GabFest, which you should be, you can check me out with a PM, or obviously you can send me an email to widgesucks@neatcoffee.com, because I do. So anyway, thanks, and we'll be back shortly with more of DVD Heads Up, and we'll probably be caught up just in time to do more recommendations this coming weekend. God help me. Bye.
Shouldn't be in such a hurry to leave.